Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Fiturnex 2025 kicks off in Madrid. Day 1 of Fiturnex 2025 saw the presentation of the Fiturnex 2025 report, Towards Sustainable Food Management Through Tourism, highlighting good practices in the tourism sector and emphasizing the importance of caring for the planet and destinations through the food supply chain. Rosario Sánchez Grau, Spain's Secretary of State for Tourism, along with Ignacio Gradura, Silvia Heredia, and Antonio Osuna, mayors of Badajoz, Ecija, and Mérida, respectively, stood out among the key voices of Fiturnex 2025. Fiturnex, Fitur's sustainability observatory dedicated to promoting good tourism practices, launched its sixth edition, held in partnership with Aqualia, a benchmark brand in integrated water cycle management. Over the course of 4 days, from January 22 to 25 at the Madrid International Tourism Trade Fair organized by IFEMA Madrid, the observatory will highlight the positive impact of tourism initiatives that contribute to more sustainable food management, promote zero surpluses, and apply innovative technologies in circular systems. One of the most important aspects of the inauguration will be the presentation of the report Towards Sustainable Food Management Through Tourism, a document that includes the analysis, carried out by the observatory throughout this edition, of projects and programs in the private and public sector that promote food sustainability. Francisco Rodriguez, head of tourism at Ideas for Change, the entity that developed the research, was in charge of explaining the keys to the report and the research, highlighting that replicability makes it easier for other actors to adapt something that already exists, to take advantage of the road already traveled and has a multiplying effect. An award ceremony for the winning initiatives for their contribution to Challenge 2025. The winning projects of this sixth edition are the protagonists, especially during the awards ceremony and the special mention to the finalist initiatives. The inauguration was attended by the Secretary of State for Tourism, Rosario Sánchez Grau, Adela Morita, member of the Fiturnex Advisory Board, and Lucas Diaz, Aqualia's Director for Spain. Marissa Dominguez-Conador, Head of Promotion, Planning and Tourism Products of the Regional Government of Extremadura, Alex Pamies, Managing Director of Hurtigruten in Spain, and Marie Lindstrom, Country Director Manager Too Good to Go Spain, were in charge of collecting the awards for Sustainable Gastronomic Routes of Extremadura, Hurtigruten Cruises, and Too Good to Go, respectively. The Fiturnex stand then hosted a roundtable discussion on how the tourism industry can reach zero surplus, moderated by Javi Crias, founder of Ideas for Change, together with Rafael Fernandez Alava, Communication and External Affairs Director of Costa Cruceros, Alvaro Sanchez Lopez, Global Director of Sustainability at Iberoster Hotels and Resorts, and Rosa Nordfeldt, Director of Sustainability at Air Europa. During the conversation, Fernandez Alava commented on some aspects that need to be improved in the regulation of surplus food in order to give it a new life. There is a lack of laws and regulations that facilitate food donation. For his part, Sanchez spoke of the importance of training staff, especially kitchen staff, to make good use of technology and to act as a key player in promoting a better way of dealing with waste. Nordfeldt pointed out where they allocate more technological resources, beyond the operational part, in the fuel and the engine to try to make the flight as efficient as possible. The last sessions of the afternoon were dedicated to the protagonists, the winning initiatives. Patricia Moreno Ramos, tourism technician for sustainable gastronomic routes in Extremadura, and Juan Antonio Bello, Ace Hutch Cheese PDO technician, presented the keys to the initiative promoted by the Department of Culture, Tourism, Youth and Sport of the Regional Government of Extremadura, and its rural agrotourism program with three sustainable gastronomic routes, the cheese, olive oil and Iberian route, that invite visitors to discover the autonomous community in a different way. During the session, the three routes were highlighted, which allow you to discover part of the folklore and culture of Extremadura with unique and unrepeatable experiences, since, as Moreno commented, not all tourists when they travel do a gastronomic activity. Pamies also spoke about the circular food system that they implement on their trips, which reduces the surplus per traveler by using artificial intelligence. This use of waste is the result of the Norway's Coastal Kitchen initiative that promotes local, seasonal, and signature products. Hurtigruten Cruises has become a benchmark in Norway, with natural heritage as an element and providing services and connectivity to the small communities that shape its landscape. We want our programs to help raise awareness among employees and travelers, so that the visitor becomes an ambassador, said Paimes. Finally, Lindstrom and Pilar Serra, senior project manager at Melia Hotels International, took part in a panel discussion, moderated by Javier Herrero, institutional secretary of catering brands, analyzing how an app can connect establishments that have surplus food with users who can buy these products at a reduced price and how the hotel sector contributes to the fight against food waste. On the one hand, Sarah pointed out that food that goes to waste is not due to poor management of the food but also of the entire value chain, while Lindstrom said that citizens are increasingly aware of food sustainability and reducing waste. The first day ended with the keynote Prevent, Redistribute, Circular, joining global efforts against food waste with Virginia Fernandez-Trapa from UN Tourism. Tourism industry, public policies and commitment to food sustainability. This is just the beginning. The inauguration marked the starting signal for FuturNext 2025, which will take place at the IFEMA Exhibition Center until Saturday, January 25. The program includes the participation of speakers from public institutions such as Ignacio Gradura, mayor of Badajoz, Silvia Heredia, mayor of Ecija, and Antonio Osuna, mayor of Merida, Ana Diaz Perez, deputy director general for food quality and sustainability, Spanish Ministry of Agriculture, and Maite Alonso G. de Vinuesa, from the Directorate General for Tourism of Extremadura, among others. Until January 25, speakers from public institutions will participate, including Ignacio Gradura, mayor of Badajoz, Silvia Heredia, mayor of Ecija, Antonio Osuna, mayor of Merida, Ana Diaz Perez, deputy director general for quality and food sustainability at Spain's Ministry of Agriculture, and Maite Alonso Garcia de Vinuesa from the Directorate General of Tourism of Extremadura, among others. In addition, it is worth highlighting the presence of experts from the tourism sector such as Victor Monsalvo, head of the eco-efficiency area in the Innovation Department of Aqualia, Dr. Mariana Aldrigi, professor and researcher H/USP, Fabio Montenheiro, manager Data Intelligence and Competitiveness Department, Joao Barroso, WASP Sustainability Program of Alentejo Wines, Manuel Leon, Arqueoastronomia, Antonio Santos, Finca La Floration, and Olivia Fontella, Marketing Director of Escapada Rural. The report towards sustainable food management and tourism will soon be available on the FuturNext website. Fitur 2025, International Tourism Fair. Welcome to Fitur. Enter the web to see firsthand all the details of this year's edition in IFEMA Madrid. Discover the hidden track of Armenia at Fitur 2025. The Tourism Committee of Armenia announced its participation in Fitur 2025, one of the world's leading international tourism trade fairs, held in Madrid, Spain, from January 22 to January 26. Armenia's presence at this prestigious event highlights the country's commitment to positioning itself as a top travel destination and strengthening ties with the international markets. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.